The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name's Drew Doherty of Texans TV. And on Tuesday, the Texans practiced. They got cornerback Donte Robinson back in the fold. And one of the other big stories of the morning was the change in the quarterback depth chart. And head coach Gary Kubiak talked about that and more with the media after practice.
They're a different scheme than we are, so it gives us a chance to get everybody comfortable with what spots they're working at this week. So we needed the extra day.
How did Matt look, and what do you expect?
He took a big step forward today. He took half the reps today in practice, so he's progressing toward getting ready to go. So positive move forward for him.
Did look good for Sunday for him?
Well, we'll take it day to day, but he practiced half time today, so we'll see.
What about your number two quarterback situation?
Rex Grossman will be our number two going into the game. I talked to both of those young men today, and I think they both need to get ready to play. Obviously, Matt is hobbled, so they both got to be ready to go. But as I told Dan and Rex, I'm leaning toward Rex's experience and the way he's handled himself, handled the team the other night, and I'm kind of drawing from what I've seen him do in the past, and just very comfortable with him right now. So as we get started, Rex will be the two.
How did both men handle what you
said? Well, one of them very difficult for one of them, and of course, one of them very happy. So, I mean, that's just the nature of the business. But, I told Dan I expect him to be ready to go. It doesn't mean that we're this way the whole season. You never know. But this is the way I feel like we should start. And I expect Rex to handle it like a pro and step up. And I expect Dan to handle it like a pro and get better every day out here.
How's Cushing looking?
He's looked good. You know, his work has been good. Now it's all of a sudden game week and preparing for an opponent. So a lot of heads swimming out here today. But that's why we're using this extra day. But he'll be fine, man.
Gary, is it difficult because two of your top guys, Donte and Bryant, weren't in those preseason games to evaluate how that defense is going to be?
It's very difficult. You know, I asked that. Somebody called in the radio show yesterday and asked me for some words of wisdom to make them feel better, and I said I wish I had some, but the bottom line, they haven't been out there. But you know, everybody in this league's trying to get the opening day with their football team, and you know, Brian's gonna be ready to go. Hopefully Donte will be ready to go. It's a concern, but that's part of this game. You know, you gotta play through concerns and have people step up, so that's what we need to happen.
How about Kevin?
Kevin jogged today. Him and Eugene worked outside the football team today, so that's a positive, but they're day-to-day. We'll see.
You just addressed the Jets both sides of the ball. Your thoughts on their offense?
Well, first off, you go back to their football team last year. Boy, they were a hell of a football team last year. They were, a two-minute period at the last game of the season from being a playoff team. So you start with that, and, they were one of the top teams in the league taking the ball away, stopping the run. Offensively, they were in top 10 in the league scoring points and running the ball. I mean, got one of the best return men in the game, and but they got a new coach. So and he brings a different mentality to them from that standpoint defensively. But they were I talked to the guys today. I said, let's talk about last year's team, and that's impressive enough. And now they've got a new state of mind, a new coach, and a good young quarterback. And to me, they're going to be even better. So we know we got a challenge.
Have you ever been in a situation before where you had two starters that you didn't see at all in preseason?
I've been around it a couple times, as you try to get guys ready to go that have been out. So, it's part of it. We're getting our share of it this go-round, but we'll see how we handle it, see how mature we are.
So is it the optimist? You're an optimistic guy. Do you think we're going to unleash the beast with these two new guys, or you're like, oh, crud, what's going to happen?
No, I'm confident in the players. I mean, number one, I've watched Brian practice now for 2.5 weeks, so I'm confident in what we're going to get from him going into the game. Donte, this is unique. I've never been around this one, but I'm very confident in what I've seen the last 2 days. Matt, the thing that concerns me is they have not all been working together, but it's time to go to work together. So I think they all understand it, too. So the sense of urgency, the attention to detail, and getting ready to play, it's got to be good anyway, but it better be great this week.
So Grossman is the new backup to Matt Schaub, and in the locker room afterwards, he expressed his excitement about the change.
What does it mean to you that you've played your way into the situation? You didn't get to play a lot preseason because you were hurt, and here you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously I'm excited about it. It's a good opportunity for me. I'm going to be ready, and, it's, like I said, it's a good opportunity for me to be to get some playing time at some point if needed.
Rex, it's one thing to say you're going to come into a place try to create opportunities for you, for yourself when they come, but you actually did it. It wasn't just talk. I mean, it must give you quite a bit of confidence right now.
Yeah, you know, I feel good about this offense. Obviously, I don't have a lot of reps in it, but when I was out there, I felt comfortable. I was having fun, and there seemed to be a place to go with the ball every snap. So this situation is exciting for me, just to be a part of this organization and part of this offense. So, you know, if I get another opportunity to play, I'm just going to have the same mindset. Have fun and let it go.
Obviously, everybody hopes Schaub can make it through the whole game, but he's still nicked. So, as they say, you're one play away.
Yeah, I'm going to prepare like I'm starting and prepare like I'm starting first play. And if something happens, then I'll be ready. And that's my job. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Dan Orlovsky has been dropped down to the number 3 spot in the pecking order, but he says he's going to keep on working hard.
I'm excited about, you know, this Sunday for our team and continuing to learn from Coach and Matt. And just going to take it in stride. You know, like I said, I have to look myself in the mirror, and there's no one more disappointed than myself. But I also know it's not the end of the road. It's just another obstacle I have to overcome, and it's something that's placed ahead of me that I can either let, you know, beat me down or build me up. And that's the way I'm looking at it. Now, it might be cliche-ish and everything like that, but it's easier said than done, sure, but I'm not going to let it be just words.
Dan, you said clearly this isn't necessarily the way it's going to be.
Yeah. It's not going to change my mindset. I will continue to prepare like I was going to be the guy taking the snap day one, first snap. So I'll continue to do that, lean heavily on myself and my faith and continue to get better every single day. So I respect the heck out of Coach. I know he's going to do what's best for this team, and if that's what he feels best right now, then that's what he's going
to
do.
We sure do appreciate you listening to the Texans Today podcast. Make sure you go to HoustonTexans.com to stay up to date on your favorite football team. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time.